5G war doesn't really even look like a war. It's like a quiet war, a gray war. People aren't in uniform. The weapons are directed energy weapons. They are bioweapons. The combatants are not in uniform. And that's where we are, because the first rule of war is to know when you're in one. But it's hard to even know when you're in one in fifth generation war. And that's where I think we are at.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Major Jeffrey Prather. We have a war, an invasion on our southern border, a proxy war with Russia in Ukraine, China threatening Taiwan, and special ops forces now dying in Gaza. Had enough yet? Well, Hillary and her ilk, the rhinos, and the Zionists are just getting started. And the American people better wake up quick, or we're going to find ourselves in World War III. Hey friends, welcome back. This is a very, very important interview and update for you. I'm thinking about calling it Pawns, Bloodlust in World War III. Guys, do the American people have any idea how close we are to the precipice of World War III? Well, I'm not sure, but we're going to find out just what dire straits we're in with Major Jeffrey Prather. Guys, we have breaking news, too, to cover with Jeff Prather. Evidently, he's left AMP News. In the meantime, you can find him at jeffreyprather.com. The Prather Point on Tuesdays and Thursdays will be broadcast right there at jeffreyprather.com. And he's on Brighteon every Friday. Shout out to Mike Adams and Brighteon. Jeffrey Prather is back. Major, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for making time for me.
Well, thank you so much. We are going to break down some of that interview between Tucker Carlson and Colonel Douglas McGregor. Very, very lucid and important, vital points the American people must begin to understand, covered by McGregor in that interview. The points that are not being made to the American people, they're not being covered. The danger that we find ourselves in is being really ignored by the mainstream horror media. So we're going to go there in just one second, but I want to know why you left AMP News. This is breaking news. You just told me before I hit record.
Because they censored me, and then they said they didn't censor me. And so I recently had on General Flynn because they asked me to, and General Flynn and I are friends from the Reawaken America tour. And General Flynn has his problems, Kolominsky, Russia, Turkey. But he came on my show and I said, I say, and I stand by this statement, that any intelligence professional that says that this was an Israeli intelligence failure is either lying or a fool. And what say you? And he agreed with me. And he said he's walked that border and there's because Israel may have the best intelligence service in the world. They are really good. And that border, which we helped build, has multiple redundant features. So he assessed that there was a stand down, and that has since come out that there was a stand down. So after that, the new owner of AMP News, Floyd Brown at Western Journal, came on with the CEO, the new CEO that took over for John Michael Chambers, my friend and founder of AMP News. And I brought this up to them. Floyd equivocated and said fog of war. And I said, well, look, I'm America's intelligence officer, and General Flynn, we're the two, I think, major intelligence sources in the Patriot Network. Taken together, when we both agree and said this was a setup because Netanyahu was saying this is Israel's 9/11, we now know very clearly that the FBI and the CIA, the Israeli art students, which means Mossad, the Saudis, were all involved in our 9/11. It's not that planes didn't fly into buildings, but that the CIA, the FBI, Mossad, via the Israeli art students, all set that up to happen. And that same thing has happened again here. And General Flynn confirmed that with me. So taken together, that's a serious story. And Floyd Brown of Western Journal equivocated. He said fog of war, which doesn't apply. Fog of war is when I turn around and do a friendly force shooting because I didn't recognize somebody or something like that. This was a long stand down where they had paragliders come over, motorized paragliders. They had bulldozers come up. They do drills daily there. They have reaction forces 24/7. This was a stand down. The video has showed that. It's very clear. But the point here was that Floyd went in and said, hey, well, I think that America is a very sinful nation and God's not done with Israel. So I did a show where I retorted that. And I said, well, this is the clear American patriot conservative Christian Zionism points that he is making, and that is not biblical. And I, as a Christian chaplain, I went through this from Torah, from Old Testament to New Testament to Revelation, that shows that this is not a biblical point of view, that this is a psyop. And I differentiate very clearly between Torah, Old Testament, and Talmud, which is rabbinic commentary that has covered Torah, because Yeshua says, I come to fulfill the law, not to destroy the law, and also Zionism versus Judaism. And a lot of people aren't familiar with that, but I'm very clearly said that he's been psyoped by American Zionism, and they pulled that show. So I called Floyd up, because I've known Floyd before Chris Edelkamp ever knew him, and said, hey, you know, you're welcome to come on my Thursday Prather point to counter my Wednesday AMP Prather brief. He said, I can't. I haven't seen the show. I'll tell him to run it. I'm busy. And so they ran it then at the same time of my show. But then what they had said to me was, hey, we're censoring you, but we're not censoring you. So the producer that I worked with said, we're not censoring you, but we're pulling your show. So don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. The new CEO censored me initially. And then Floyd Brown did not heed neither my advice, my expert professional counselor, nor General Flynn's together. And so then I started seeing stories just like today on Gateway Pundit and in Western Journal, where Obama and Biden are sponsoring Hamas. And this is clearly an effort, a one-sided effort for the next endless war, just as they tried to do with Ukraine, just as they tried to do with Afghanistan. I left. And then they pulled I had over 100 shows up, with very significant shows where I interviewed, for example, Vince McKella, the retired Sergeant Major. He was on Operation Detachment A Team 595, the first Green Beret team that went into Afghanistan and won the first Afghan war within weeks, overthrew the Taliban government. We could have left. A lot of significant stuff. They took it all down. That does not speak well for Patriot Alternative Truth Media. For censorship. So this clearly shows, I think, a controlled opposition agenda sponsored by American Zionism, because Floyd Brown's a smart guy. Chris Edelkamp was a massage therapist for professional teams, and Don, the producer, doesn't really know what's going on much, but Floyd does. And when he ignored my counsel and General Flynn's counsel, then that clearly became that there's an agenda. And if we're buying into another 9/11, where we're deploying carrier groups and soldiers, and there's the story that you're going to refer to that Colonel McGregor is saying that American special forces have been killed in action in Israel, then we should be wide awake as to what's going on. And as far as I'm concerned, Floyd Brown, Jim Hoft, a Gateway Pundit, and certainly AMP News are just going along with it. And I will not do that. I will not sacrifice the blood of my fellow brother and sister veterans.
Well, God bless you for that. And God bless you for using the term that is never used or referred to by the Mockingbird mainstream media, and that's Zionism. It seems to me you can criticize any group in the world, especially white folks or Christians, but you can never bring up the topic of Zionism. And I'm glad you did that, because Israel is calling this attack against them. They're calling it their 9/11. And there was a 6 to 7 hour gap in any response at all in Israel, as we're told hundreds of people were being murdered. Now, I haven't seen video that proves hundreds of people were being murdered, but what is happening now is we are on the cusp of World War III on the fronts of three different theaters globally. And as the witch Hillary says, the world is a more peaceful place with Puppet Joe as president versus if Trump was president. Believe it or not, she actually tried to say that. Even as she gets heckled at the Institute of Global Politics, she's pushing for more war. Major, do you think the average American has any idea how dire the geopolitical situation is? I mean, we are on the cusp of war in three major theaters, Ukraine and Russia, Israel in the Middle East with Iran, China and Taiwan, and four theaters if you count our southern border. Do you think the American people have any idea how dangerous this is?
I think they are waking up to it, because there's no longer just three channels where everything is controlled through the intelligence agencies. your show, my show, Brighteon. That's why this is such an important story. Because if General Flynn and I are right, and I believe we are, then this is another setup. Not only does Hamas have blood on their hands, although the beheaded baby story has already been retracted, by the way, and there are Israeli grandmas who said Hamas treated us well. And I'm not saying that Hamas are good guys. And I'm not saying Hamas didn't slaughter civilians. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that the same deep state actors on our 9/11, FBI, CIA, Mossad, Saudis, are inside this as well, and they all have blood on their hands. And there was just a little Israeli boy who he did a commercial when he was 6 years old to get the shot. Now at eight, he is dead of a heart attack. Yep. So will Israel sacrifice their children? Without a doubt. So if you look at Isaiah 110, I'm a big Isaiah guy because I have Isaiah 6:8. That's the Special Operations Intelligence Unit I was in. Send me. Isaiah 110 says, "O Jerusalem, you Sodom." And the head of homosexuality, of sodomy, is Israel. Also the head of killing unborn babies. Most of Israel is secular, not all. But Netanyahu has aligned with a right-wing Orthodox factor that is trying to bring about a Messiah, which is their one world leader, which suits the one world government powers. And so this is why they have aligned to do this. And for so-called patriot media to cover this up is unconscionable. This is the most important intelligence assessment or news story of the year, perhaps of the decade, that they are doing it again. But I would say that we are already in World War IV, Global War on Terror. Got my service pin from that. Service ribbon for that. That was World War III. And these are all managed wars. It's not that people aren't dying in these wars. People are. And I pray for all the fallen and their families. But it is that they are managed. They are controlled. They are initiated exactly like an FBI terrorism entrapment scheme where they find some hapless Muslim teen and then set him up with fake bombing materials, give him a plan, fund him, exactly like the Wolverines, the naive guys who had watched Red Dawn too many times. That they set up completely. That's exactly what's happening in all of these places. And that's why I had to ethically leave AMP News. And I wanted to get this word out because this is the controlled opposition building. And when I saw on Gateway Pundit, Western Journal running stories like this as well, that's very significant. So that's why I'm very thankful for you having me on right now.
Well, we're grateful to have you on. And before we get to some of these clips from Colonel Douglas McGregor on with Tucker, let's just talk a little bit more about Zionism, because we are being whipsawed into yet another bankster war, multiple wars, and that is their rinse and repeat card. So I want to draw attention to this, which I posted over at thephaser.com. Do y'all know that white sex slavery, white female sex slavery in Israel, at the hands of predatory Israeli traffickers is off the charts and completely ignored by the mainstream media? These women are snatched, forced into sex brothels, and the mainstream horror media ignores it because Israel always gets a pass. And I just want to make the distinction before I play this clip that Zionism, here's the thing, Jeffrey, they try to make everything so black and white for the sheeple, right? Israel good, Palestine bad, right?
Right.
It's so much more complicated than that, and the mainstream media won't tell the people, and the people don't know about Rothschild Zionism, the Balfour Declaration, the founding of the State of Israel, who controls it, who's behind it, who hijacked the Jewish story and hides behind it so you can never criticize them, because if you dare criticize these banksters, you are quote-unquote anti-Semitic. Do you want me to play this clip, "The Bloodthirsty Zionist Controllers Have Gone Too Far This Time," or do you want to respond to what I just said first?
Well, what you said is very accurate because Epstein Island ties directly into Epstein, of course, who I say Ghislaine Maxwell ran Epstein. Maxwell's father was Mossad. Mossad used the seduction of children at Epstein Island, which is also a satanic temple, by the way, and the graves of the children underneath the tennis court, by the way. To extort and blackmail world leaders. That was the whole purpose of that. And so there's nothing new about Mossad and the Israeli government killing children and using women and children as sex objects. That's clearly what Epstein Island is all about.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. 100% correct. 100% correct. Guys, that's why Major Jeffrey Prather is now a regular guest, because he doesn't sugarcoat it. He will tell the people the truth. And if the mainstream horror media, controlled by these six major corporations, which are all Zionist, right? They're all owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, Rothschild. They won't tell the American people the truth. So I want to share this clip because I think it's very important. And here's a bit of serendipity. Jeff, you'll appreciate this. This clip was sent to me via email from my friend, Sophia Smallstorm. Sophia Smallstorm is a filmmaker and a researcher, and she is the person who created the documentary 9/11 Mysteries, which helped wake me up. Now, she made that documentary before I ever met her or knew she was the voiceover and the creator of it. And now we're friends. She sent me this clip. This is Shahid Bolson, a very smart man. And here's what he has to say about this new Middle Eastern conflict.
And everyone today who is rallying behind Israel is going to lose. I mean, obviously they're going to lose, because rallying behind Israel just shows that you are still stuck in this old colonialist, imperialist, racist, Western supremacist mentality that the entire global South rejects. And frankly, not just the global South. I mean, there are huge numbers of people in the West itself who reject this. The majority of people on earth reject this. So you see, you're showing the whole global South, you're showing the whole world that you can't change, that you're the same as you ever were. I think the West and America in particular needs to understand that the whole world is seeing you for what you are. Your stance on Palestine makes it starkly obvious to everyone that you are not actually mature or developed enough to deserve a leadership role in world affairs.
I'm going to just pause it real quickly. I think we should digest this as we go. This isn't anti-Americanism. This isn't pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinianism. What this is a lucid conversation about the much bigger picture, which is the witch, Hillary Clinton, calling for more war on all of these theater fronts. She cackled when NATO went in and destroyed Libya. She cackled. She said, "We came, we saw, he died." And she was laughing about the murder at her hands and NATO's hands of Gaddafi. So I just want to make that clear, guys. We live in this bubble of American exceptionalism, but that is only the cover story. You're all being lied to. Again, this isn't pro-Hamas. This isn't pro-Palestine. This is pro-truth. Let's listen to more of this. Unless, Jeffrey, do you have any comment?
Well, my definition of American exceptionalism was our exceptional love of life and freedom based upon our Judeo-Christic and native values, where God says life and freedom are good and death and slavery are bad. That's what made us exceptional. But it's not about power or anything else. It's about those values from God. With those three bookends, the center being the Christic, but the Judaic, which is Torah, and the native, because all of the great sacrifice civilizations that the ziggurats that you saw in South America and everything had already faded away from North America by the time the colonists arrived. So they like to say that America was consecrated to God. You know, America chose God, God chose Israel, but American Indians had, and it's okay to say Indians. I have Apache heritage, Inde Apache heritage, because it means en Dio, in God, had already chosen God and rejected these great civilizations of death here. So I agree exactly with what you're saying there and in the clip.
Okay, we're going to go back to it. I'll back it up just a skosh so we don't miss anything. And again, I want to be very clear here. What you are hearing here from Shahid Bolson is the other narrative, the narrative that you're not hearing from the bloodthirsty killers like Hillary Clinton and Lindsey Graham, who was just on Meet the Press threatening war with Iran the other day.
Or developed enough to deserve a leadership role in world affairs, and certainly not in the affairs of the global South, certainly not in all of the countries that have been your victims all these years. I mean, there's no repentance on your part. There's no contrition. There's no moral improvement or change in you. You are exactly the same people who wiped out the Native Americans. You're the same people who regarded Africans as subhumans. You're the same people who murdered hundreds of thousands of Japanese civilians in a matter of seconds at Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I just want to be clear. He's not talking about we, the American people. He's not talking about you, Jeffrey, or me. He's talking about the bloodthirsty Rothschild, Rockefeller, central banking Zionists. That's who I think he's talking about. Do you agree?
I agree totally. But and I also agree that my army, I'm an army veteran, massacred civilian Indian women and children, Cheyenne Arapaho at Sand Creek. I talk about that in my opening. And that's happened many, many times. But everybody has done that. But the idea that America is psyoped via American exceptionalism, and in the case of Israel, via American Zionism, is a totally valid point of view that I think needs to be exposed. And I thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you for doing it as well. I'll shut up. We'll play the rest of this clip.
The same people who dropped napalm on civilian villages in Vietnam. I mean, on and on. Nothing changes. And nothing exposes this today more than your stance on Palestine. Nothing demonstrates that you have not changed or developed in centuries more than your shameless support for Israel. And believe me, you're alienating the whole planet by this. When you back colonialist Zionist violence against the Palestinians, everyone sees it as emblematic of your whole attitude to the non-Western world, to the non-white world. Everyone in the global South identifies with the Palestinians. Everyone in the Muslim world identifies with the Palestinians. When you declare your support for total war against the Palestinians, when you declare your support for a psychopath like Netanyahu calling for basically a final solution against the Palestinians, well, everyone in the global South gets the message. You are deranged, immoral, barbaric, bloodthirsty, racist savages. And all your talk about human rights and the rule of law and all of that is all just hideous hypocrisy.
Just one thing I want to note here. Hillary is a bloodthirsty witch. Okay, she's calling for more war right in front of the Institute of Global Politics. She gets heckled. She gets questioned about her bloodthirsty nature. And this man is outlining just that. You guys got to remember, the borders are wide open. Military-aged men are flooding in. We have a treacherous puppet as president. These people do not stand with you and your family. They want to send your sons and daughters into another meat grinder. When we back colonialist Zionist violence, we lose. That's the message from Shahid Bolson. And I welcome those words. Those are words of wisdom, Jeffrey. But the American people, they just buy into this bloodlust time and time again.
Yeah, and Shahid, I believe, is a term for martyr in Arabic. And also he says the final solution. So he's making a wordplay there because that was the Nazis' solution for the Jews. That's exactly what he's talking about. And he's saying to wipe them out. And of course, as a former warfighter, I'm not against wars. I don't think all wars have been bad. Some people say every war is a banker war, but I think a lot of that has to do with human nature, for example, with World War II. But certainly Vietnam, Tonkin Gulf, false flag event, Ukraine, clearly, Afghanistan, clearly, and now again with Hamas and Gaza versus Israel. But I will say right away that they will not wipe out Hamas. They will leave it just like they left it in Afghanistan because they want to have that continual opposition. And I think this is really because they are losing, because you asked me at the beginning, does the average American have any clue? I think the average American is starting to pay attention. You know, Tucker Carlson is kind of emblematic because I used to email with him. I don't anymore. He's too big. I'm too little of a fish. But he just came out and said, oh, the George Floyd story was false. Well, we knew that 2 years ago. We've talked about that. But the time sequence is getting reduced. That's the important thing to understand, that with global media opening up, we can turn that claymore around on them. For example, with the JFK assassination, three main medias, a number of newspapers, the intelligence community could control it. Now they are losing more and more control. So they are becoming more and more desperate to do this. Netanyahu's political position was very precarious. So he went along with the Orthodox right. There's also a video out there where he's shown getting his shot. And he's going to get his bioweapon jab in the left arm. He goes, no, put it in the right arm. And that's real interesting because I'm sure he knows that Orthodox Jews following the 613 Levitical commandments are commanded daily to wrap their left arm with the word of God and put the word of God between the frontlets of their eyes. So when you see Revelation coming true, where they say, put the mark in the right hand, it's exactly the opposite of what God is saying. It's six as opposed to seven. And so he's very clearly following this and engaging in this. And the death of that, you know, cute little 8-year-old Israeli boy, along with the other children and women that have been killed in doing this, are clear indicators of that. And American Zionists like Floyd Brown and now AMP News are just buying into this.
You know, I've had Floyd Brown on the show in the past, so it just saddens me. But I've seen this stuff happen in so many years of covering the real news, and that's some folks who will not address the issue of Zionism. And I keep bringing it up time and time and time again because the American people need to understand the big picture if we're to stand a chance. Just real quickly, I want to mention the documentary that's out there too called All Wars Are Banker Wars. You sort of made reference to that, at least in the phrase. And as far as World War II goes, you know, they allowed the attack on Pearl Harbor to happen to get us into the war. But more rightly are all these other wars you talked about that were made to happen to get us into these situations that we otherwise would not be in, including 9/11, right? So we have the neocons talking about the need for a cataclysmic and catalyzing event. They wrote about this prior to 9/11. They needed that cataclysmic event to get the American people to go into Middle Eastern wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, etc., that we otherwise would never agree to go into. What was the cataclysmic event that they got? 9/11. Who caused it? The CIA and Mossad. I think we both agree on that. And that's why we're having this conversation. So let's turn our attention to Colonel Douglas McGregor on with Tucker, because now we're talking about going into war with Iran. And the American people better damn well understand what that's going to get us if we head down that path. We've got about 4 or 5 sound bites from McGregor I want to play. Here's the first.
Do you think that we are moving toward war with Iran?
Yes, I do. And it looks like the chosen destination is indeed Armageddon. There doesn't seem to be any real appreciation for the implications for us and frankly, for Europe and the world, as well as the Middle East, of such action. You know,
the chosen destination, Jeffrey, is Armageddon. Look, people better understand what we're up against. I think that these folks, I'm talking about the Rothschilds, the Zionists, the manipulators of reality, they are bringing biblical prophecy to pass. They're the ones making this happen. And I don't think we should fall for it.
No, they just, you know, they just allowed $8 billion to be moved from a South Korean bank to a Qatar bank. That is now credit for Iran to sponsor Hamas terrorism. But there's another purpose there, too. And that is that Iran is different than the rest of the Muslim world in that they are Persian, not Arab. And where we could have fostered relationships with Persia, with the Iranians, who really are sick of, the Iranian people are sick of theocracy. They want Coca-Cola and jeans and rock and roll. Obama never did that. He was the only, that was the only country he didn't endorse an Arab Spring in, because it would have divided them. And that could have been a great dividing line there. And so now they are stirring up that on purpose. They are shaking that jar on purpose to create more and more war, because I think they are getting weaker, because I do think people are waking up sooner. I think their time frame for pulling off false flags is getting reduced. And so in a strange fashion, I think we are winning, although as a Christian chaplain, I totally agree that we are heading into Revelation, Apocalypse, the revealing and end times, which talks about a great war in Israel.
This next clip is about 1 minute long, 1 minute 7 seconds long. Feel free to interrupt at any point. I just want you guys to realize as you listen to this, if a nuke or some sort of devastating weapon would ever go off in a United States city at any time here in the near future, the powers that ought not be, people like Hillary Clinton, will point the finger at the enemies that they want to blame. Just remember that as you listen to this clip.
I would expect trouble here at home and in the United States because of the open border. Hezbollah has a very large operation in Mexico. There are no doubt many, many, many Hezbollah agents inside the United States. We can only begin to imagine the kind of trouble they could cause. The missile and space program in Iran is very, very advanced, as is their cyber warfare capability. All of these things would be brought to bear against us. But what's most important, I think, for Americans to understand is if we attack Iran on the basis of Hezbollah's alleged willingness to attack Israel if Israel invades Gaza, we will end up in a fight with Russia. Russia will not sit by quietly and watch Iran destroyed by the United States air and naval power in the region. And once Russia enters this, it becomes much more than just a local conflict, maybe more than just a regional war. We haven't thought this through. We need to do that. And I doubt seriously at that point that the Turks would be able to stay out.
That's the out, the Turks. So if we get into this entanglement, we're talking about a war with Iran, a war with Russia. Is there anybody in this crazy administration? And by the way, if you don't think stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, just look where we are. Look where this puppet Biden has gotten us, this treacherous traitor. Look where he's gotten us. Is there anybody in this criminal administration who has the ability or willingness to think this through, Jeff?
I'm not sure there is at this point. And I just kind of got to laugh. And I'm not trying to do a book promo here, but my book, Chase, was exactly about this. I worked the border as a DEA agent for 10 years. And this is about Islamic terrorists bringing a SATM, a small atomic demolition munition, across the southern border. And that has, and at the end of every chapter, I show newspaper clips or intelligence reports showing how it's all very plausible. It was supposed to be a movie, but with Val Kilmer and my friend, Academy Award winner, Vietnam vet, Cherokee native Wes Studi. But of course, it was too politically incorrect to be made. But there have actually been serious reports that I've heard that there's been several small SATMs that have come across the border and they have been intercepted. I did an interview with Mike Adams on Saturday on this same subject. And he asked me about nuclear war. And I said, nuclear war is really largely irrelevant now because we've moved past that. Mutually assured destruction worked. We are now in a fifth generation genetic specific war, in that the bioweapons via the CRISPR WMD technology, which was designated about 5 years ago by the DOD as a WMD, can be individual or group specific. And so that has invalidated the MAD doctrine now. But MAD, or a small nuclear device as a PSYOP, is totally likely to happen. Just as a sniper may take out one soldier, but the PSYOP that suppresses the entire company or battalion then is a force multiplier. And so using a nuclear explosion, which again would be another false flag, and really, if you look at Japan, because we did wage nuclear war on Japanese civilians, but the force multiplier there was, we will just wipe you out. This is the example. Because the firebombings in Japan and the firebombings in Germany killed more civilians than the nuclear blast did. But the effect of it was like a sniper. And so there's a PSYOP effect. And that's what they would do again. And that's why you see the carrier groups going to the Middle East now. Because you can't get carrier groups to the Ukraine. But I will also say that we have had American killed in action in Ukraine. And Colonel McGregor is now saying we've had American KIA killed in Israel as well.
Yep, so that's my next clip. We're going to get to that in just 1 second. Continue.
So that is what the war is raging around us, but it's a fifth generation war. So most people think of war as third generation. Third generation looks like World War II. If you look at Star Wars, it's really World War II stuff with spaceships and laser beams, but it's really the same kind of thing. War evolves, and those of us who study war and are warriors, we use a code from 0 to 5G war. And 5G war doesn't really even look like a war. It's like a quiet war, a gray war. People aren't in uniform. The weapons are directed energy weapons. They are bioweapons. The combatants are not in uniform. And that's where we are, because the first rule of war is to know when you're in one. But it's hard to even know when you're in one in fifth generation war. And that's where I think we are at.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. The combatants are not in uniforms. You and I have made reference to the open border and the thousands of military age, tens of thousands of military age men coming through, as did McGregor in that last clip. So we would be in a war. Guys, you got to understand what you're up against here. We've got a traitor in the White House who's opened the borders. These men coming across could be activated at any time. I played clips on the show recently where some of these men say just that. They are here as United Nations soldiers, and they're just awaiting orders. Guys, this whole thing is going to blow up in our face right quick And I just want people to imagine, Jeff, if these military-aged men do get activated, that would be worse than a nuke going off. Imagine groups as large as BLM or Antifa running around American cities, but fully armed and shooting American citizens, right? They could really unleash these people on the populace. That's possible, correct?
Yes, and let me break something else. And I broke this yesterday on my show, but I have intelligence that the National Guard armories across America are out of weapons. All of those guns have gone to Ukraine. And then I have another breaking announcement that some of those guns, I know some contractors, veterans, who were taking more guns to Ukraine. And remember, I was a Fast and Furious whistleblower back in the day. And Mexican Fast and Furious was an international covert gunrunner operation. Benghazi was, Syria was, Afghanistan was, Ukraine was. But the guns that were going to Ukraine have been diverted to Israel. So this is the deep state, the intelligence community, in league with the global cabal, the international intelligence community, running the dark economy, which is weapons, in this time, in this particular instance, guns, drugs, which is really now the corporate cartels, along with meth and fentanyl and cocaine. In my day, marijuana and cocaine. I never made a fentanyl arrest. And people, and now children as well. And that's really what's going on here. And that's what people need to understand. So the National Guard armories are out of guns. A lot of these air bases have one shift of guns that they are trading off between each other. So there is no warrior protector law enforcement line anymore in America. The Border Patrol are cutting fences and bringing people in. And I worked with Border Patrol all the time. ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, is they are transporting children and women into hotels to be sex slaves. And everyone is being disarmed at a national level. That's the reality of really what's happening.
Did you see that picture? I'm sure you did. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe I can splice it in, of Biden the puppet meeting with some of these special forces troops. And the picture went out via the Biden administration without masking the faces of these men who are actually in theater now. They're active duty special ops soldiers. And this criminal administration unmasked them. I think that segues nicely into the next soundbite from McGregor, in which he talks about special forces being annihilated in Gaza. Guys, imagine the quagmire, right? And the American people think, oh, you know, we can just do these extraction exercises. We can just do these pinpoint exercises where special ops goes in and there's no problems. There's no death. Quite the opposite. Listen to this.
80 to 100,000 troops on the ground into the region, which means that we're reliant on special forces and right now 2,000 Marines and perhaps 2,000 special forces and special operations forces. That's not going to make much of a dent. And as we've seen quite recently within the last 24 hours or so, some of our special ops forces and Israeli special ops forces went into Gaza to reconnoiter, to plan for where they might want to go to free hostages and make an impact. And they were shot to pieces and took heavy losses, as I understand it.
So those are real men and women, presumably mostly men, American men, spilling their blood in yet another foreign war for Israel with cheerleaders like Lindsey Graham and Hillary Clinton and all the rhinos and all the Democrats, most of the Democrats anyway, cheering them on. What's your reaction to that, Jeff?
Well, Graham was with McCain over in Ukraine doing the same thing. And the Combat Applications Group used to be Special Forces Operations Detachment Delta. You know, back in the 80s, I was trained by those guys. The guys I knew, I can't imagine them shaking hands with Pedo Joe. So I'm not that sympathetic for their faces to be revealed. But I also believe that these troops have been set up because I worked in a Tier 1 Special Operations Intelligence Unit, and the Israelis are really the masters of this. And there is a Sayeret, which is Israeli Special Forces, Duvei Dan, which is a Special Forces Israeli unit that specializes in dressing and acting like Palestinians and moving undetected through those communities. And you can look this up. And another peer to that is 8200 is the Israeli SIGINT of that. So I think that if this did happen, if this is true, then those guys were set up because they are very used to moving through those waters undercover. This whole Sayeret Duvedan unit, that's all they do all the time. And there are very famous instances of Israeli intelligence infiltrating the PLO and Hamas to the highest levels. They are the best at it in the world. So if they would sacrifice Israeli children, and we've already shown that, I think, very clearly, the evidence of that, then would they sacrifice American Israeli Special Forces troops? And I think the answer is clearly yes.
Yeah, of course. And before we play this last soundbite from McGregor about American public opinion, why is it, and I guess it's a rhetorical question, the answer would be because the mainstream Mockingbird horror media covers up all the real news and the truth. But why is it that the American people have such a short memory? SEAL Team 6 under Obama, they were annihilated. That was a setup too, Jeff.
I think that was. I don't really know that very well. I do know because I know Lori Chapman, the brother of John, who was awarded the Medal of Honor posthumously for Alone at Dawn, where it was the first Medal of Honor event ever recorded on FLIR, on forward-looking infrared radar, which is astounding, where he actually, as AFSOC, as Air Force Special Operations, led the way at Taqar Gar, where SEAL Team 6 was trailing behind him, and they covered up chalk leader Slabinsky, Slab, covered up Chapman's actions because he got the Medal of Honor. They wanted to cover up their errors in judgment, which was clearly Slabinsky going in and landing on the X. So there's a long history of this happening. And this is a very sad state of affairs because it's a degradation of what used to be the finest and most elite warriors in the world.
Yeah, just to remind people, the families of some of the 17 SEAL Team 6 commandos who were killed in an ambush in Afghanistan during a helicopter flight to help Army Rangers pinned down by Taliban gunmen accused the Obama administration of deliberately endangering their loved ones for political ends. Now, I'm no expert here, but I'm going off memory. Under virtually no circumstance would all 17 of these SEALs be put on a chopper that was not theirs, right? It wasn't even under their control. They were passengers and they were shot down. Now, that doesn't happen in the real world, in my estimation, unless it was made or allowed to happen a little bit like 9/11.
Well, that's Extortion 17. And it was a one, it was a single CH-47. And I've jumped out of and I've fast roped out of and rappelled out of them. And you're right. You never send a single helicopter because they're always about to fall out of the sky. Look at the stealth hawks on the Osama bin Laden raid. That happens all the time. They're saying there was nothing else available. So I'm not that familiar with that incident, but I do believe, based upon the pattern of evidence of that, that that was the issue as well. And again, the most telling and most important thing to look at, and if right now ODA 595 is down in Florida, and they are receiving the Doolittle goblet. Because all the Doolittle Raiders who sacrificed themselves on a one-way mission to bomb Japan after Pearl Harbor have all passed, and there's a goblet ceremony. And so they are giving that to ODA 595, which is most people would know that as horse soldiers or 12 strong, much better. Swords of Lightning just came out by Captain Mark Nooch and CW Chief Warrant Officer Bob Pennington, who led that, who really changed doctrine completely. But the point here is, what the Russians couldn't do in a decade, a small team of special forces, no more than 200, because a team is 12, but there were rotational teams, did that in weeks. It was done. It was over. We could have gone home. And then Big Army and Delta and SEAL Team 6 and everybody else came in. That results in the mess at Taqar Gar. A B team jumps ahead of an A team in the south and drops a JDAM on themselves, because I was on a B team. Which is a support team. And it just spirals out. And then we go into Iraq. That's when I was actually activated to DIA. And then we go into Iraq for false claims of WMD. And it spirals out of control there. And so the pattern is very clear, which is why we should be alerting people to this right now. But I think the psyop of American Zionism, that all Jews good, all Muslims bad, is what Floyd Brown and a lot of Americans have bought into.
Well, that's the perfect segue to this last soundbite from Colonel McGregor. American public opinion evidently supports violence against Hamas, no matter the cost. And here's the caution, guys, and this is why we're having this interview. It's to inform the public about the realities of what we're facing. You guys remember that during the Bay of Pigs, the generals wanted JFK to get involved in a nuclear exchange with Russia. It was only because JFK was lucid and cared about the country that he picked up the phone and talked to Khrushchev and walked us back from World War III. So let's go to this final clip about American public opinion from Colonel McGregor.
Most politicians follow public opinion. Right now, public opinion supports violence against Hamas, and if that includes the destruction of Gaza, so be it, we support it. Very few people look beyond that and understand the larger consequences. In the last century, or I guess I should say in the early 20th century, the great powers intervened on more than one occasion to prevent Turkey from being destroyed, not because they loved the Ottoman Turks, but because they saw the alternative being chaos. Turkey had a role to play. Therefore, we want to preserve it. We have to think about Egypt. Egypt has been a good strategic partner for Israel. They've kept the peace there for decades. The Egyptians are now in a very difficult position. At least 100,000 Egyptian troops have been moved towards the border with Gaza, involving several divisions. Under great pressure from public opinion in the Arab world, in the Muslim world, they may have to engage the Israelis because no one will protect the population in Gaza.
All right, I'll pause it there. So evidently, the uninformed among us in this country want to lay waste to Gaza. They probably can't find it on a map, and they have no idea that there are more than 2 million people, men, women, and children, who are innocents. Many of them, most of them, I would argue, are innocents. They're just people like you and me. They're trapped in an open-air prison, and the people in this country who drink the Kool-Aid all day from CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post, they want to just lay waste to Gaza, not understanding the larger consequences. So the pattern is very clear, Jeffrey. You're right. The powers that ought not be, the Zionists want chaos. They want chaos. And that's what they're going to get. That's what they're going to give all of us if the American people go along with this.
Yeah, just what they want to bring Iran in. And Iran, again, is Persian, not Arab. And there's a conflict that could be exploited there. For peace as well. The same thing with Egypt. One of the few things that President Carter did right was he did the negotiation with Sadat and Menachem Begin and brought them together. And Egypt has been a buffer, a bulwark there. And they are clearly destroying this. The global Kabbalists are destroying all this. So there is endless war. And part of that, I think, also is because we just saw the J6er in prison make friends with the founder of Black Lives Matter in America, because they were both following Yeshua, both following Jesus. So the race war that they have tried to duplicate and replicate in South Africa has not really caught on here. So if they couldn't do a race war, they want to do a religious war. And that's where we find ourselves now.
Well, as we wrap this up, what words would you share with the audience if folks spread this far and wide within their sphere of influence, right, to try to not sway public opinion, but to inform a woefully underinformed public about the truth of the matter? What would you say? What should we do? If you were president, what would you do?
Well, I would. So first, as a chaplain, I would say we need to pray and connect to God and listen for discernment. And become still and listen, because traditionally Jews, Christians, and Muslims in that region have lived peacefully together forever, and they have lived in America forever. But now you're seeing Nazis in New Jersey, and you're seeing Muslims attacking Jewish kids in California. That's all by design by the deep state. So you can't legislate morality or ethics. You have to bring that about yourself and come back to center. And for me, that is not religion, but that is connection to God through Christology, through the study of the Christ, not through theology, the study of religions. If I was president, I would do what George Washington did. And I'd say we can't entangle ourselves in all of these foreign wars, because that's all these guys do is fight all the time and pull back from that. And George Washington also hit his knees all the time to pray for divine providence. And if you look at American military history, divine providence is all over it. At Midway, where the Japanese radio scout is late when he finally locates the fleet. And that's where we have to come back through. And our government is done. Our government is finished. I think that Revelation is going to play out. So it's up to us as individuals to build communities, to neighbor up together, to rely on God and each other and not corrupt government anywhere.
Well, Jeffrey, I always love having you on, and we really appreciate your analysis. We also appreciate your integrity. You know, if we're not all going to speak the truth, if everyone isn't going to start speaking the truth, if everybody's still going to keep covering up for Rothschild Zionism, then guess what, guys? Those of you who do that, you got blood on your hands. You're going to have a lot of blood on your hands. You already have a lot of blood on your hands. Okay, everything from 9/11 and before to these current wars without end that the witch completely backs. She just can't get enough of it as she sacrifices a chicken to Moloch in the backyard, according to those WikiLeaks emails. Jeffrey, thank you so much. How do people follow you? We want to support you.
They can follow me at jeffreybrather.com on my shows every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And Fridays on Brighteon, right?
And Fridays on Brighteon, yes. That's right.
All right. God bless you, sir. Major Jeffrey Prather, thank you so much for your time today and your analysis.
Thanks for having me.
And your service to our country. Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. From the bottom of my heart, please spread this far and wide. This is a lucid conversation, and it's the type of conversation that cannot be had. It will not be allowed at the Washington Post in print form or online. It will not be allowed at MSNBC or CNN. You will not hear this type of analysis anywhere else but in the alternative news media. And I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for the real news, the antidote to all of that corporate propaganda. That's what it is, controlled by six major corporations that do not care about you or your family. They hate your kids, by the way. They want to chew them up in these endless wars. Check us out for free at sgtreport.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
You know, most people think that their debt-based assets are their assets in their portfolio. They aren't. Everything is debt-based these days. We have to get back to real assets, get rid of all counterparty risk. If it's not in your hand and you're not holding it, you don't own it. And you're going to find out really, really, really quickly just how much you don't own those assets when everything starts to fall apart.